We played street games and stuff like that, but that was with other kids more than with my parents. But yeah, Burgundy Croft, back of Woodall Stores, nice little close that was. Usually chasing a horse and cart round, trying to pick up the muck for the brush. Yeah, all the coal, the milk, and everything was delivered in a horse and carts when I was a real youngster. So you got sent out with a bucket and cleared up after the horse. The fat went on the tomatoes. Well, yeah, like everybody in the war, you had your own. You had a garden which was basically fruit and was veg, and then a small bit of it would be lawn or something like that, or flowers, you know, mum's side of it sort of thing. But the majority of the garden was after school. Yeah, it'd be street playing or playing on the field. It was at the end of the Croft. There was a small playing field at the end of Burgundy Croft, where there's a load of garages now. There was a huge hue and cry when that was developed into a garage. You know, just well for off street parking, obviously, but the adults in the street didn't see it that way at all, just stopping the kids playing. Early to mid-50s. Yeah, oh, yeah, all the time I was certainly at school. The playing field was there, you know. Yeah. And we had fields all the way off down to, well, what's now King George V. That was all fields right the way through. So our play was anywhere around, and, I mean, our parents hardly ever saw us in school holidays. I mean, we were over at Sherry's Wood most of the time. Well, I don't know about picnic lunch, we'd take something, but it would be nothing particularly. We were boys, so it would be nothing particularly organised. Yeah, I was 11 when I got the bike. Not really, because the first day I had it upside down and had all the wheels off and wanted to work out how it worked, find out how it worked. Much of my dad's sort of chagrin, because he wasn't mechanically minded at all. We might ride to his head digs for one day. And that would be a special order, usually a swimming pool or something like, you know, things like that. Through the summer, yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, it was a cold old place, the swimming pool. I don't know if how well you know it. The River Lee was diverted into it and out the other end, and I think it was perhaps filtered, but we used to get threepence for a frog. If we found a frog in it, we used to get threepence off the bloke who ran it. And it was freezing cold, so... Somehow or other, they diverted the river into the pool and then out again at the fire, you know. I'm sure that's how they did it. Well, my memory's more of the last days when it was shut. Originally, it was just a load of old sort of wooden cabin things, changing rooms, and that was it. There was certainly no heating. I think they put the diving boards and stuff in. They did a big refurb, and I can't remember when that was, but that's, I think, when all these... They got a little bit more modern than it was. It was a fairly rudimentary place initially, I think, with swimming pool. Yeah, yeah. The summer, if it was a nice, good summer, we would probably spend most of the holiday there, you know. And, you know, as a family, we used to occasionally go to the swimming pool, and my mum and dad and that would sit outside and I'd be inside swimming, because they wouldn't pay to come in. You know, that was fairly common. You'd often see... The bit between the back of the swimming pool and the river, that where it is now the kids' playing area, that was, by and large, was the sort of where families would sit. Very few of them would come in, because not a lot of old people swam. I was in the boys' brigade as well, actually. I forgot about that. Life boys and boys' brigade, yeah. Well, I went along with friends, basically because one of them was a bugler. And I think I fancied playing the bugle, but... I never got into the band, but no, I enjoyed the marching bit, and you know it was, what's the word, paramilitary. I think it was you know we did drill and all, you know, marching stuff and that. So when I did national service, it wasn't new. I was in the one that met at Woodall by the Catholic Church. There's another an old wooden building. I can't remember what church it was. Free Church or something like that, Presbyterian, or something. I don't know the religion. We used to meet there, and I went through Life Boys and then into the Boys Brigade. That would be sort of Tuesday, Thursday, a couple of nights a week, as I remember, a couple of nights a week, and the Boys Club would be rest of the time. You know. I might have been in the Life Boys separately, but I'm certainly in the boys brigade and the boys club at the same time. Like boys is like cubs. Then you get the boys brigade, which is the same as being a scout. You know, it's that sort of two levels. We went to Yarmouth with the boys brigade, and it's poured with rain from the minute we got there till we left. And I got home, and the first thing my dad made me do was get a wash, because we were absolutely filthy. I mean, there were huge bell tents set up, which we had to take down. So I think it was just a campsite that, you know, let people come in, and it was already there for them, like, you know. So I'd imagine, yes, they booked it every so often, and just turned up with a party of people. Oh, we had to take the tents down. Yeah, to this day, I said to my, told my dad that was when we got dirty, taking his old bell tents down. Almost, sort of, they were military type things, almost like a wigwam, but they had a size this high, you know, quite about 3 foot high.
Straight
skirt.
Size.
Yes. Skirt on it, you know, so you could stand up and move about and quite easily. They were huge. I mean, you got about 10 or 15 people in one, all sleeping, like, you know. Well, not about sleeping, but
a
lot of chatting, so. Probably, yeah. Well, in our case, it was digging out around the edges because it rained so hard, the water was coming through underneath the tent, so we had to go around digging ditches all around.